as a consultant in the area to homeschooling families, and I have two children that I've homeschooled for 12 years. My daughter's at the University of Delaware, my son's 15, and we combine homeschooling with classes at Del Tech. What I want to cover in here, I gave you all that so that you would know you should always find out the background of the person that's going to tell you how to do something. I want to tell you a way of teaching composition that I found effective with all types of kids. I've worked with tutoring, I've worked special ed, high school, preschool, everywhere in between, every type of learner. And the technique I developed with working with them worked with every type of child. In the book I'm referring to is Comprehensive Composition, which I wrote, which is at the Design and Study table. And it tells you the technique that I will be referring to very specifically laid out. It also includes every type of prose writing that you need to cover between kindergarten and 12th grade. Now, there are three components to a composition curriculum. One is the type of writing that you're teaching the children. And you know, they tend to write everything the same because they've never really learned that there's a difference between expository writing, like a report, or persuasive writing, or descriptive writing. This shows you very specifically, here's descriptive writing, here's the purpose, here are the components of it, because how can you differentiate that to them if you don't know it yourself? Right. So they need to know that. It really helps for them to understand that there are different things that you want to remember when you use a different type of writing. Second component would be either mechanic skills or content skills. Mechanic skills referring to all those grammar rules, you know, punctuation and subject-verb agreement and all of that. All of those rules are in the Natural Speller along with phonic and spelling rules. But some of the most basic ones are also in Comprehensive Composition for you to refer to. Then you have content skills. Now, those are the skills that have to do with writing a complete sentence, you know, not having run-ons or fragments, choosing better vocabulary, completing your thought, supporting details, things like that. And there's a section in the Comprehensive Composition that lists content skills and mechanic skills, and you'll see grade reference there. You don't see grade reference on the type of writing because it's really not important. There's just too much variety in when they do which type of writing, and if you try to follow a scope and sequence that says, you know, do this type of writing this grade, you may end up trying to teach a fourth grader to do a research paper that they're not ready to do.